This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are facing a candidate with a long history of racial discrimination in his business.
Hillary Clinton, latest in the war of words on the trail. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. In the meantime, Colin Powell is defending himself over email advice to Hillary because, remember, so many emails, in fact, of Hillary Clinton's have been released. So the former Secretary of State said he wasn't attempting to influence her when he discussed sidestepping the State Department. He said, "I wasn't trying to do that. I just explained what I had done 8 years earlier." And he said, "With respects to records, if I send an email from my public email account to an address at another public email account, it would not have gone through State Department servers. It was a private conversation similar to a phone call. If I send it to a state.gov address, it should have been captured and retained by state servers." So now, what happens with that information? The answer is it probably gets twisted. Powell issued his defense of the practice after it was revealed that he sent Clinton a detailed email in 2009 on how he bypassed the system while using his own personal computer. So the former Secretary of State, in talking to the other former Secretary of State, are they getting a hardcore answer? And I think, I remember in talking about that before. So I guess specifically because you have that all coming out in the Clinton emails, it becomes more salacious or interesting to people. I'm not sure it is interesting because she's saying, look, this is what he said to do. I got backup from that. All right, let's go out to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan. What a way to start the NFL season. Did you see that game?
Yes, I did.
Wow. 50-yarder, boom, Gano is a no.
Yeah. Bad day at BlackRock for that kicker.
Yes, crazy.
Yeah, yep. Everybody be looking at you the rest of the week. You blew it, dude.
Yeah, exactly. You okay, blew it. It was a chip shot.
I got a joke for you.
Let's hear it.
Okay. This accountant went to his doctor and says, "Doc, you've got to help me, man. I can't get no sleep." The doc says, "Well, have you tried counting sheep?" He says, "Yeah, that's the problem." He says, I count them, and pretty soon I realize I made a mistake, and I spend the rest of the night trying to find out where it's at. It takes me about 6 to 7 hours to get it back to where I was.
Are you? Were you waiting for the bump bump?
That's
the rim shot. Bump bump. I know. Usually, I react. My timing is better. Bump bump. Clever. You're good. Your jokes are good. They seem to get better. You're like wine. Once you open the bottle and you let it breathe
you,
a little bit, you can put it.
I appreciate you sending me that One World Way. You are such a sweetheart. And I want to call out to our little girl, Lizzie, and tell her, you know, we wish you the best. I'm glad you're back from Malta. Hope you get feeling better. And I'd be glad to give you a shot of my blood. I mean, I've got super blood.
Gosh, no kidding. Oh, I so worry about her. And she's.
Yeah.
We want to be kept up to date on what's going on
absolutely.
With her. Yes.
Well, if you hear from me, you make sure that you tell her that I
will.
Wish her absolutely the very, very best.
I will.
And
thanks, Dana.
You're the best.
Thanks, Dan. And good luck on that nail the score. I was talking about this before because now we have the first game. So now nail the score game week one is the Cowboys and the Giants. And we'll see if anyone actually nails the score. The Grimster is on from Mississippi. Easy for me to say. Mississippi. Hey, Grim.
Good morning, Kate.
Yep. You know what? When you're a kid and you grow up outside of Mississippi, they make you spell Mississippi, I think, every day of your life in kindergarten through 12th grade.
Well, you want to know one of the biggest words that everybody makes a mistake, especially newscasters?
Is what?
On a city in Mississippi.
What's the city?
Gulfport.
Gulfport, Mississippi.
It's not golf. You're not going to play golf.
Yeah.
It's golf.
Gulf. Yeah. Gulfport, Mississippi. That's interesting. I can see that. Gulfport. You know, where I grew up in Philly, there's a river no one can pronounce because they just can't. It's called the Schuylkill River. And, of course, if it's a dead giveaway, if you're a new newscaster from someplace else and they say the Scuckley, the Schuylkills, they just everything, the Schuylkoldas, they can't come up with it. It's hilarious.
Well, my dad grew up near the Nolichucky.
Yep, I love it.
I mean, those are Indians, you know.
Yeah.
That's where they have a lot of problems. And
yeah.
You know, the further you go north, a lot of the Indian names you have problems with. But
funny.
As long as I can breathe, can walk, and fart, I will never, whether they win, lose any money on a game with Denver and whoever they play.
No kidding,
huh? I loved it, too. I loved it. And you know what? I've been wanting to mention this, too. Just like last year, the opening college game with FSU and Ole Miss.
Oh, that game
was
thrilling.
It was the same thing.
Yeah.
This year's beginning to look like repeat.
Yeah.
It really is.
Isn't that crazy?
And the other thing is when Newton got hit, the referee didn't understand what the
four times.
Well, I'm talking about the last one where they fired.
That was brutal.
Well, hey, you got to understand momentum. You know, I mean, it was two steps and he hit him.
Oh yeah.
You know, I can understand three, but not two.
Yeah.
But they're getting to where, we got to tamper and put the diapers on the quarterback.
Yeah.
You're
right.
I'm not trying to fuss too much because I'm not all into the head injury part either. But that was a legitimate hit. And
it was.
Everybody in the stadium agrees.
Right.
But, Kate, you were talking about cell phones. Did you see that CBS special about the hacking of phones? And it's not because of the phones. It's because of the software everybody has to use. I forgot what it's called, S something, that when you get on the network, everybody has to use this software. And that's how the hackers are getting in.
Which is so crazy, yeah.
I think the company they used was called Lockout.
Yes.
And he just proved them. Even with the cell phone off and she had it propped up next to her and he was out in California and she was in New York.
Yeah.
They were showing video. No light on the cell phone or nothing.
I know.
And he was streaming her.
Which is crazy. Yeah, good point. I'm glad you brought that up. People forget that too, Grim, a lot of times with the privacy angle. I think people don't realize. And this was supposedly this incredibly safe phone. Yeah, right. Stay with us. More coming your way next.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
America Tonight, a conversation with Tony Tennille. So many of you have sent me emails. I want to hear it. I heard a part of it. I thought I heard it, oh, a long time ago. And yes, I caught up with Tony Tennille. She has a book out. She talks about her husband. She talks about the music, what happened. It's a really fascinating look into Tony Tennille, and that is coming up round the bend. I said I would dig it up, and we sure have dug it up. He feels like he's being dug up by Ryan Lochte, and some of you sent me either you agreed with what I had to say about Ryan Lochte, or else you sent me scathing notes, and we've read them on the air. You know, it's kind of a split deal about how people feel about him. Lochte's punishment, though, he's going to have to forfeit $100,000 in bonus money that went with his gold medal win from the Rio Games. He also, during all of what happened and the supposed cab ride and all that nonsense, supposedly now that didn't happen. They have surveillance footage that shows that there was no bathroom being destroyed. So it's unfortunately, he is guilty of misinformation, of making up a story that was a horrid story. But the amount of time that he's missing, the 10 months, is crazy. It's crazy, especially with the finger pointing. He said, you said, oh, geez, crazy. So while that's happening, This is pretty interesting, too. Have you heard the name Gary Johnson? Do you know who Gary Johnson is? Well, of course, he's a libertarian presidential candidate, and he was on MSNBC's Morning Joe. He was asked what he would do about Aleppo, the Syrian city, of course, that we talk about, see all the time. This had the worst destruction since during the civil war in Syria. And it's at the center of a humanitarian crisis, if you go by that criteria. So, in the end, he gets the 10 months on top of the fine, and, oh, so rough. So rough. Especially because the surveillance cameras didn't show what was being discussed, so that does make you wonder, right? I mean, it makes me wonder, there's no question. So while that's happening on MSNBC, Matt Lauer, who was the White House moderator with Trump, people are talking about that he got rough reviews after Wednesday night's presidential candidate forum. You know, who was the most truthful, Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton? Never let the facts get in the way of a good story. So that'd be interesting to be there. Would have been interesting to be there for that one. For sure. In zigging around with kind of an abbreviated version of odds and ends, I'm thinking out loud because of all the material. See, this is usually what happens. Here's peeling back the curtain for you. I look at so many different papers and I think, okay, this is really the buzz. What's buzzworthy? This is really the buzz in your backyard and mine. And what's it about? And sure enough, the Ryan Lochte situation is a huge buzz story. But not the only one. This Aleppo thing is big. The fact that Mike Barnicle on Morning Joe asked about Aleppo and got the blank stare, which means danger, Will Robinson. I'm worried what the scenario is here. And since it's constantly on the air, and even as a VP, especially on a national, think about the national implications for that. Wow. Knowledge is power, but knowledge has to be reined in at some point, so it's not movie-esque, if that makes sense. If it's not too much in the one, you know, too much in the one direction. Here's something else I was talking about the other day about technology and Apple 7, right? We were getting into Apple 7. No phone jack for this brand new iPhone, you know, cell phone. So it is holiday season. And what are going to be, this is what Mattel and other groups try to do, forecast what you as a parent may go out and get them. So what are the hot toys? A puppy with a disco ball-like tummy. Power wheels that twirl 360 degrees, of course. So nothing wrong with hobbling all of that together, certainly. At all. There's not going to be any bite from the president in looking at the real estate, basically, in looking what the landscape is, when everybody isn't just focused on Colin Kaepernick. I wonder, and I would assume, because, you know, knowing you have a national audience, I wonder if he realized the reaction would be quite as big as it is. And I'm going to say, maybe not. And yes, the dialogue has to begin, but where does it begin? Where does it begin and where does it end? How do you keep someone from bumbling over mistakes? Because we all make them, right? It's easy to have the corner office and bark orders at people. But what's that old saying about money? You get more money and attract the better clients with honey. I agree with that. Oh, you just slap open that trunk, and you might be surprised. Might be a little bit surprised. So I think there's going to be some help from some friends to make it happen, which has to make, especially if it's the Hearst Mansion, which is a little further down the road, I mean, that's a possibly big task that cannot be cleared up in a moment. Boom! How fast can we move on? And the answer is not very. With two computers going, and the cell phones are going. And remember, it's played not where Philadelphia plays, but it's 1 o'clock Eastern kick, Lincoln Financial Field, the Link, which can be hostile territory. And the Cleveland Browns and the Philadelphia Eagles with their quarterback scenario, boy, it gets more and more interesting by the day. And even if they wanted to bring back the quarterback, the best deal would to get him on X amount of dollars. That makes sense to me. I mean, once he was gone, he was gone. And that pretty much, I don't think it full-on blew up that relationship that she was always trying to get a ticket to somewhere or help get a ticket to somewhere so she could actually speak. And her meeting, I mean, the person putting on the meeting could see it all. So it makes for interesting conversation. No question about it. And I was just looking at all of that today. Election results, how does somebody become ineligible for entering back into the United States? Oh, we got an avalanche of them, that's for sure. All right, like I mentioned, coming up, Tony Tennille joins us to talk about everything from A to Z. You don't want to miss it. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Thanks, Daniel, and everybody else at the Mothership for all their help. And you, and yeah, the smaller guy in the middle, you too.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
How many times I have listened to Love Will Keep Us Together and a myriad of other songs by this next lady who is our special guest today. So thrilled she's in our virtual green room. We promised we would not play that song over and over again so she wouldn't have to hear her own work. But Toni Tennille is with us, and she's written a memoir, and it is fascinating. I have to tell you, Toni, first of all, thanks for coming on the show.
Well, thanks for having me on, Kate. I really appreciate it.
And I have to tell you, I had a quick little getaway where I was at the Venetian pool in Las Vegas, and I was reading your book. I was absorbing it, and I put it down for a second to go off and rinse off, and someone took the book, so I had to buy another copy. So I'm responsible for two copies. Yes.
Well, oh, my gosh. Well, I'm glad you got another copy. I don't know what to say about that.
Except for I think they wanted to read your book. I think that they saw it, and they were so excited. They thought, well, she's probably done with that. I'll swipe it. So, you got to love that.
Dear.
Absolutely.
It's a great book.
Yeah, exactly. So let's talk about your beginnings in music. How did you know you had that talent? When did that all start for you as a kid?
Well, my father was a singer, and my mother had musical talent. I just popped out singing, and, you know, there are four Tennille sisters. I'm the oldest of the four, and every one of us sing. They all have lovely voices. It just was part of our musical life back as far as I can remember.
So you start off, you have your sisters, and you got a lot of great pictures of your sisters and your family in the book, too, by the way. I'll tell everyone. But you start to do that. Did you just know that your career would explode the way it did?
No, never. As I grew up and started singing in Montgomery, Alabama, where I was born and raised, people would say, oh, you have such a great voice. That was kind of a big fish in a little pond. I had no illusions. I just sang because I loved it. And I remember one of the first songs I ever sang for people when I was in junior high school was a silly song called Abba Dabba Honeymoon, followed by Julie London's Cry Me a River. So you can imagine me singing that torch song at age 15. But people liked it, so, you know, what can I say? You know, I never thought I would have what would have happened that happened to me with Daryl, ever.
Yeah. So you meet Daryl Dragon, who's the captain, becomes your husband, all of that. Mm-hmm. Tell us about the beginnings of that relationship.
Well, Daryl and I met mainly because of a musical I had written with one of the directors at South Coast Repertory Theater in Southern California. It was an ecology-themed musical called Mother Earth. And it's a long story, but I'm just going to say it ended up as a professional production, and we opened it in San Francisco in 1971. And Daryl, we needed a new keyboard player because our regular keyboard player couldn't go to Los Angeles with the show. So Daryl flew up to audition for me, which is kind of funny. But I actually hired him to play keyboards for me. And then, later on, he was a Beach Boy for a long time. And he and I started working together in clubs and then also as a Beach Boy piano player. That was me. I was a beach girl, but they let me in anyway.
I bet that was fun. You probably have a lot of stories from those days.
I have some wonderful stories, and it really was fun, and it was very, very eye-opening to me because, you know, I was this kind of sheltered girl from Alabama, and I had never even been to a rock concert, much less been on stage playing in one. And I learned many, many lessons from my time with the Beach Boys. One was the responsibilities of a headliner, the business of music, you know, how much it costs to do this, that, and the other just to carry a touring band around, and dealing with groupies. Well, I don't have groupies, but they sure did, but fans and things. And it was a real eye-opener and very much an education for me when Daryl and I began to have our own success.
Then you start, you tour, you do all of that, and you elope. And you elope in a tiny mining town, Virginia City, Nevada, which I've actually been through there. If you blink, you're done. You're out of there. Did that surprise a lot of people? Did it surprise your family or no?
Well, you know, Daryl and I had been living together since 1972, and we were not married when we had our first hit. And I know it disturbed my mother, my Southern conservative mother, who would say to me all the time, Tony, when are you and Daryl going to get married? You just shouldn't be living together without being married. Well, I wanted to, but Daryl had really, he was very hard to read. He had not made any indications of loving me, you know. We had a relationship, but you read the book, so you know what it was like.
Yeah.
So I think A&M, when Love Will Keeps Together hit the charts, our record company was very concerned that people would find out that we weren't married, although people thought we were. So they put out a press release saying that we were married on Valentine's Day, which was not. We weren't married, and we would never have chosen that day anyway. But we started getting letters from fans who would say, oh, you were married on Valentine's Day. That's so cute. And that's how we found out about it. So then, to top it off, this is so romantic, you're not going to believe this. Our accountant said, you know, Tony, if you and Daryl were married, he said that to both of us, you could pay a lot less taxes. So we flew up to Northern Nevada, drove to Little Virginia City, and got married kind of under the radar in the Silver Queen Saloon wedding chapel up there.
Wow. Unbelievable.
So that was our romantic wedding.
And you were together for a very long time, and people were shocked when you broke up, and you're very forthright about it. In the book, you talk about it, but people didn't really know what was going on in that relationship, right?
No, they didn't. And, you know, I have to say that I can never blame Daryl for any of this because he just is who he is. And He was raised in a very, very complicated and difficult family. His father was very much the dictatorial famous person. He was an Academy Award-winning film scorer. He was a symphony conductor. He recorded 25 albums for Capitol Records, and he was the epitome of the maestro. Handsome, lots of charisma, and he had lots and lots of fans, but he was very hard on his kids. They had three boys and two girls, and he was especially hard on the boys. He was very critical of them. There was some abuse going on, which I don't want to go into because there's still family members alive who think that Carmen hung the moon. But, and also Daryl's mother had a breakdown when she was in her 30s and suffered from clinical depression the rest of her long life. So he never learned love. He never was nurtured by anybody in his family. Never had that experience at all. And he kind of grew into himself. And, of course, I had the complete opposite upbringing with lots of love, lots of support, and, you know, lots of good relationship. So I thought, okay, I can fix this guy. You know, I can go into this relationship and I can show him, teach him how to love, how to let some joy into his life. And I kept thinking what, how wonderful it would be for him and for me, of course, if I could do this. So that's how I started the relationship. And I'm stubborn. I'm a Taurus. I'll stick with something for a long time. And I worked on it for years and years and years and years and years before I finally realized it was never going to happen. I broke the cardinal rule. The rule is, you will never change a man. He's going to be what he's going to be, and you can't change him.
Boy, that is so true. I hope a lot of people are listening to that, because I know there are a lot of women that try to do the same thing.
Well, and I thought I could. I mean, I really, truly thought I could, and I just couldn't.
Yeah. The song that I mentioned at the top, of course, Love Will Keep Us Together, how many, I mean, you'd probably be a billionaire every time somebody comes up to you and sings like a little ditty from that. Does that happen to you still? I bet it does.
Oh, yeah, it does. It does. And it always puts me in a very happy place when I hear that happen. I remember on one of the airlines many years ago, I guess it was during the 80s when I was singing with symphonies and big bands, and one of the flight attendants came up to me and she said, "Miss Tennille, would you come back to the galley? We want to show you something." And I thought, well, okay. So I went back there, and it was one of those large jumbo type jets, and there were like four or five flight attendants, and they lined up in a row, and they started singing Love Will Keep Us Together, complete with choreography, which I just thought was wonderful. I mean, you know, you got to love stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely, of course. Of all the places that you got to go and people that you got to meet, I mean, I know this is a tough question. What's your favorite moment? Do you have one?
Oh, my gosh, there were so many. My favorite musical moment, I might say, was singing a duet of Torch songs with the great Ella Fitzgerald.
Oh.
That was, to me, and you can find it on YouTube. It's there. You just put in Tony Tennille, Ella Fitzgerald, and it'll come up. She was a guest on our special we called the Songbook Special in 1980, and I invited her to be my special guest, and I just was overjoyed when she accepted. And what I found out about her, Kate, as we worked together, was what a humble, lovely woman she is, or was. She's gone now, I'm sad to say. I remember when we did it was a 10-minute Torch song medley that we did together, and it was complicated. We did our first rehearsal together, and, you know, I was just going, oh, this is a dream, this is a dream. And when we finished the rehearsal, she said to me, "Now, was that all right?" She's asking me if that was all right. I went, oh, my God, are you kidding? And, of course, when we did it, it was just, to me, absolute perfection. And it was like I was standing outside myself, watching me sing with Ella Fitzgerald and remembering when I was a little kid, singing into my hairbrush and pretending I was her.
That
has got to be, to me, the greatest joy of my musical life.
Absolutely. Tony Tennille, what a pleasure to have you on the show. Pick up her book. You can get it at Amazon.com and wherever books are sold. What a pleasure to have you, as I said, on the show. We could talk to you for hours. Thanks so much.
And also, I want to mention, Kate, that I did narrate the audiobook, and it's out there on Audible Audio. If you want to listen to me tell it to you,
can
go there.
I love it. Thanks, Tony.
Thanks, Kate.
I've been saving myself for you. one but you. I've staked my heart in your name.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The fascination over what's happened with Prince and prescription drug abuse, really, addiction, is overwhelming in this country, and I think it's just shining a light on that. And there's still more to come as far as Prince is concerned. Joining us now is John Diamond, He is with, I just talked about diamonds. He is with Origins Recovery Centers, and it is one of the leading addiction treatment providers in this country. So, John, thanks so much for joining us on the show. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
When you heard, you started to hear the reports about Prince, and then Percocet was mentioned. Did you know, I think I see where we're going with this because you've seen it before?
Well, I mean, the reality is that it's going to happen. You know, about 1,000 people are going to go into hospitals today for overdoses of opiates in the United States. I mean, so it's in the media because, you know, when we have a star like Prince and someone like him, but the reality is that it is happening in enormous numbers. You're more likely in 2000 today, you're more likely to die from a drug overdose than from an automobile accident in the United States. So it is so widespread that absolutely, you can kind of feel where these are going.
See, do you see that at your center? Do you see that people can't get off painkillers or they're abusing them? Has that skyrocketed?
Enormously, especially over the past 10, 15 years. In fact, according to the National Institutes of Health, this is one that really blew me away. New heroin addicts. As you know, people who have become heroin addicted to heroin within the past 10 or 12 years, 80% of them started off with an addiction to a prescription drug. So the flooding of prescription drugs into our nation is we're just seeing an epidemic of addiction, and these are absolutely killing people.
Yeah, and we're talking about all across the board, right? Every single class, I mean, from the wealthy on down.
Absolutely. I mean, there is one thing about addiction is a disease, and it does not, no disease discriminates. So if a person introduces drugs into their system and they have, and not every single person becomes addicted, but those who do, your brain doesn't care if you're wealthy, educated, uneducated. Mm-hmm. It also doesn't care where you got the drugs, whether you got them from a doctor or a dealer. Addiction is addiction, and it doesn't discriminate.
So what's the process? How do you get away from this addiction? How do you detox? What are some of the things that you do at your center? That's got to be tough.
It is tough, and the key is that it takes time. You know, people want, we're a nation that wants a quick fix for anything. Mm. But one of the first things is, I mean, I think there's three things that are really important right now. Right now there's a move to have a drug available, you know, without prescription. It's called Narcan or Naloxone. That's like almost like an EpiPen. So if someone is found and they're dying of an overdose, you can give that to them and it'll stop the overdose and it'll save their life. So that's a really good thing. The problem is that if that's all you do, you're going to go, that person's going to go right back to the drugs. So they need to be alive. The second thing is, so they need treatment. And treatment, what it does is it says, we're not just going to take the drug away from you, but we're going to actually help you develop a way of life so that you can, you have the skills you need and the connection you need to live drug-free. Treatment gives people in a structured environment where they can't have access to the drugs and where they can struggle for those first 1 to 3 months where their brain really needs to begin healing. But it can't stop there. And one of the things that are, you know, I work for Origins and we talk about it being such a great place. I think one of the reasons is that one of our founders, Ben Levinson, was looking at this problem and saying, you know, even people who go to treatment have the levels of people who are able to stay clean and sober are really low. And so what he developed is a partnership with a company called MAP, and what they do is they actually provide ongoing aftercare. You've got ability to contact somebody 24 hours a day for support and help for over a year after treatment. Because the reality is that especially with opiate addiction, the organ that's involved in the disease is the brain. And the brain does not fully heal until 12 to 18 months. So the answer is you got to be alive. B, you got to get in and have structured treatment that eventually steps down so that you're entering life. But you have to have ongoing structured support, for that first year to year and a half. And that's where people get into trouble. And then along with that, of course, is 12-step. People have different opinions about 12 steps and the success and such. But if people actively engage 12-step recovery, and they generally have to have that support to do that, recovery is 100% possible, but it's just not easy, and it takes time.
We're speaking
and you need all those components.
Yeah, absolutely. That was great. We're speaking with John Diben. He's with the Origins Recovery Centers, and we're talking about addiction to painkillers, really, and Prince. And do you think Prince, his death kind of is a little bit of a hello, wake up for a lot of people?
I think it is, you know, and it's a devastating thing. The man was a brilliant artist.
Oh, yeah.
And it's so sad to see happen. But I think right now we have been ignoring this problem as a nation for a long, long, long time. And I think there are a lot of things that are happening right now where our politicians and the media are really starting to, you know, even before Prince died, starting to see the enormity of this epidemic and starting to pay some attention to it. So I think Prince's death certainly is another thing that's kind of waking people up. And it's sad. It's sad that we have to, you know, have all these many losses for this to become a top issue. This is the number one cause of accidental death in the United States today.
Wow, crazy. For you, it has to be rewarding to see people do exactly what you just said, the three things that you gave us, if they go through that process and come out on the other side. You've seen that. What is that like for you from the other side of it to see someone come through?
It is indescribable because it is, you know, when patients come in the door, their lives are devastated, but not just their lives, their families' lives, the lives of anyone who loves them, it has been devastated. And so when they become recovered, when they get in and get well and they go through this, it doesn't just do that. It doesn't just do that for them. Fathers return to their children and parents return to their kids and kids, parents get their kids back and families come back together. It's miraculous. One of my favorite things is to see alumni come back and to meet their families and to hear people say, you know, I and I'm thinking about fathers right now because I only very recently, you know, I had a teenager say, I got my dad back. So, you know, when I was several years ago, my daughter was in third grade and she would always talk about this boy that she was friends with. And eventually she came and said, hey, guess what? I was talking to him and his dad has a problem like the people that you help, and his dad got help and got better. Well, it turned out that this kid that I didn't know that my daughter was always talking to in third grade was actually the son of a man who'd been my patient. And it struck me so hard because I realized that man getting sober and getting healthy directly impacted my daughter because this is her friend. Her friend now grows up in a home where he has a father and where they are, you know, there is sobriety and there is health and there's celebration of life as opposed to growing up in a home where there is just brokenness and devastation. So when one person gets well, it doesn't just change their lives. It changes the lives of everyone they love and even people that they don't know.
Wow, how crazy is that? That's an amazing story. John Diben, thanks so much for joining us on the show. Just a terrific segment. I hope a lot of people are paying attention, and this reaches a lot of people. And if you need help, certainly reach out and grab that help. Thanks, John.
Thank you so much.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.